there, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Tuesday on the Talk About programme. I'm Deirdre Walsh with you until 3 o'clock, and delighted to have your company. Loads to come over the next hour and a half. Now, if you were listening yesterday, we spoke a bit about the environment, and we're actually back to that subject again, because some of you will know that Ireland has tried to tackle the worst items found on our beaches and fields by passing legislation about banning certain single-use plastics. But unfortunately, from what we're hearing, some retailers are getting around this, or trying to get around it, by rebranding their single-use plastic items as bioplastics or as reusable. I'm joined on the line to chat more about this by Mindy O'Brien. Mindy is Chief Executive of Voice, which is the Irish environmental charity. Mindy, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Deirdre, for having me today.
A pleasure. Can you remind us about what kind of items were banned a few years ago, and maybe tell us why some outlets are getting around that ban?
Yeah, so what was banned about 3 years ago by the EU were all plastic cutlery, straws, stirrers, polystyrene, which is the styrofoam packaging, chopsticks, balloon sticks, all these single-use cotton buds, all these single-use plastic items. Also, certain types of degradable, oxy-degradable plastic bags. Now, we are still seeing a lot of those degradable plastic bags in a lot of companies that we're going into. But additionally, what we're seeing is some of these takeaways are trying to get around the spirit of the directive by still offering plastic cutlery, but just having it reusable on it. And they have no collection infrastructure, so people are just treating it as a disposable item, and we're seeing more and more of this happening.
So let's just talk about plastic cutlery for a second. So if you buy something and some food to take away with you, and they give you a plastic knife and fork, is the plastic cutlery not banned anyway? Is that not against the law now?
It is against the law.
Okay, but they're writing something on it that they think is an out.
Yeah, because under the Single-Use Plastic Directive, it says all single-use plastic items. And so when they say, oh, well, this isn't single-use, this is reusable, and they just put reusable on it and they sell it that way. But in fact, the way it's being used, it's still single-use.
Okay, and apparently people are still using, and it's a very hard word to say, but stirrers, is that the correct one? Those little sticks that you, very hard word to say, but that you get with a disposable coffee a takeaway, or tea actually more commonly, because you use it to squeeze the tea bag. Those things as well.
Yeah, the plastic ones, but the wooden ones are okay, but it's just the plastic ones. And interesting, I went to a nice restaurant the other day, and I had a drink, and I usually always say, don't put a straw in my drink, even a paper straw. And they came, and it had a plastic stirrer in it, and I said, did you know that these are banned? Oh, okay. And I think, I can't really blame the takeaways. I think what they're doing is they're going to the wholesalers, and the wholesalers are providing this. And so if they're selling them, why can't they buy them? So I think there's a lot of education that needs to go out there. And what we're asking people to do is go out and be our little SUP, single-use plastic spies, and go out and look at, are there any takeaway places or restaurants or coffee houses or areas where they are still serving plastic cutlery or stirrers or any other single-use plastic items. Most people have switched to straws because it's very hard to label something as a reusable straw, because there's no way you're going to reuse a straw that someone else has already used. But if people see that, if they can contact us, because we're compiling all this information that we're going to report to the department, and they are aware of it, and they're trying to figure out how to do it. So anyway, we are out there just identifying areas where they're still offering these cutlery, single-use items.
Yeah, I'm looking at the list here, Mindy, the polystyrene containers. I've certainly seen a few of those still doing the rounds. I mean, they're probably, back in a storeroom at the back of a shop somewhere, and shops and outlets are using them and thinking, ah, sure, I'll get away with it.
Yeah, and the thing is that we have not done anything about this for the last year and a half or over a year. We figured, you know, restaurants and takeaways, especially with COVID and the struggles that they're having, we have not come out against them in the last over a year because we figured, you know, they need to go through their supplies. But it's been over a year since this law has been in effect, and they need to start changing the behavior. There is a reason why these items are banned, because they're the most commonly found items in the environment, and they cause havoc. So we need them to do their part, but we also need people to let us know where it's still being used.
Okay, so you're kind of asking people to spy on any businesses that are still doing that.
Yes, please. And we want to reduce the amount of single-use plastic out there. And so if they do see these items, they can email us at info@voiceireland.org. And what we'll do is, you know, we don't want to come heavy-handed on these folks. We want to educate them and let them know this is not legal. This is, you know, against the spirit of the directive. But if they have, just not to say that if you are a school or a business that you have a closed-loop system, you can buy reusable cutlery as long as you wash it and reuse it over and over again. So if you can do that, that is reusable and that's allowed. But we're seeing that there's no washing or collection of any of this plastic cutlery right now.
Okay. So what would you like to see businesses using instead of those stirrers and those the plastic cutlery that we were all so used to for years?
Well, if you are offering your food for in-house consumption, what we're asking is to offer real cutlery. You know, just get rid of all the disposable for in-site consumption, on-site consumption, whether it's coffee cups, whether it's plates, knives, forks, cups. Use real stuff when people are eating on-site. And I know I've spoken to one restaurant, and they are having a hard time with spoons for soups. And I think that is a big problem for some people. For takeaway soups, the wooden spoons are very flat. And that is a problem. But they have sourced something, they're paper spoons, and they have more of a scoop in them, so they're going to give that a trial. So there are some companies that are making paper cutlery.
We seem to have gotten the message when it comes to plastic straws, though, Mindy. I haven't seen a plastic straw in an establishment in a long time. And I know that even McDonald's came up with these paper straws. But I often wonder about recycling them, though, because they actually get wet by virtue of the fact they're inside in a drink. So what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to dry them out before you recycle them?
Well, you could, but that's unrealistic. So for those type of materials, if they're made out of paper, you can put them in your compost bin. So they would be compostable. But another thing with cutlery, how it's very easy to put, you know, a fork, a knife, a spoon into your bag or into your briefcase or into something that you have and just have a reusable and just have it there when you need it. So we need to kind of get away from everything being single use and think of reuse. And if you can't eat on site, and if the restaurant's not providing your cutlery on site, and you're getting something to go, either say, you know, I will take this to my office and I'll use my cutlery in the office, or if I'm going out for a picnic, bring my own cutlery.
And are we, finally, of course, we're mad for takeaway coffees in this country. Are we getting better at bringing our own cup to the various outlets we use?
I mean, a little bit, and I do see people bringing their own cup. But what we'd love to see, because you know the latte levy is coming, or the levy on disposable cups is coming around probably early next year. So you will be charged for the single-use cups that you use. It's probably going to be about 20 cents. But what we would like to see is a lot of people don't like bringing their cups around with them, or they use it once and then it's dirty. So what we'd like to see is a different system whereby I can borrow a cup, I can rent a cup, and that the cup actually remains the owner of the establishment. And they collect it, they wash it, they reuse it over and over again. And these systems have been in place in other countries, so we need to see something done here similarly, but have it on a holistic basis so I can pick it up at a Starbucks and drop it off in an Insomnia or any other smaller establishment. So we need to change how our products are delivered so that you buy the product, not the packaging.
So that's very much reliant, I suppose, Mindy, on people being honest and people actually bringing the cups back, which is a whole other debate, I guess.
Well, yeah, there's systems of doing that. Either you pay a deposit on it, so you pay, say, a euro deposit on it, so if you don't return it, someone else might. Or there's another system that you have your credit card on the books, and so that when you borrow, it's kind of like a library book, you borrow a cup, they know, Deirdre, that you have a cup. And if you don't return it, they'll send you a little message and say, hey, Deirdre, you know you have a cup you need to return. And within 10 days, if you don't return it, then you'll be charged for the value of the cup.
Mm. And that's actually a very good idea. I'd love to see that working here. Catherine just texted in, Mindy, and she says, another very bad thing for the environment are balloons. And I see them being released all the time. They're so dangerous to birds. They should be taken off the shelves completely. Balloons are still allowed, aren't they? But they're not allowed to be released into the sky, we'll say.
No, I don't think there's any. I don't think there's any ban on the release, unfortunately. Balloon sticks, the plastic sticks that they used to put on the balloons, those are banned. But I know now that there are, I think it's silicone reusable balloons, so you can reuse them over and over again. So that's another option. But we would urge people not to release these balloons. It really does cause havoc. I know there have been people advocating for banning the release, and I just don't think anything has actually been done there.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, we've a long way to go yet, but hopefully we're getting there slowly. Mindy, listen, thanks a million for talking to us this afternoon.
Thanks, Mindy, and let people know, please, if you see these items, please contact us at info@voiceireland.org.
Very good. That's great. Mindy, thanks so much for joining us. That's Mindy O'Brien there from Voice Ireland, which is an environmental charity group. As it says on the tin, all about the environment, all about encouraging us all to look after the environment. So really what Mindy is saying there, she wants people to report businesses that aren't sticking to the EU guidelines. Remember, these are laws that came in last year banning things like plastic spoons and plastic stirrers in coffees and teacups, those type of things. There's a whole list of other things that are banned as well. You heard me mention cotton wool buds yesterday, polystyrene containers, plastic chopsticks is another one. But what she wants people to do, and what Voice Ireland wants people to do, is if you see any outlet using these and still distributing them to their customers, report them to Voice Ireland because it's against the law. Now, I'm sure plenty of you are saying, God knows the businesses out there have enough to be doing and have had enough time after COVID, enough of a hard time after COVID, etc. So will people actually do it, I wonder?